B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hi, honey. How's my little cocky spaniel?
Oh, everybody. Hey, everybody. It's my best friend. It's Fat Pat, everybody. Hey, Fat Pat.
Oh, honey, it's so good to hear your voice. How you been hanging in there?
Oh, I've been doing, you're putting on the pounds, Fat Pat. I keep saying, fat, get off me, but it doesn't work.
Oh, don't you dare say it doesn't work. It only works if you work it. Remember that, honey?
I know, sweetheart. And how have you been?
Oh, I'm still fighting the battle of the bulge myself.
It's tough. It's tough.
I'm going to go on nothing but a full-on acid vinegar diet.
Now, what does that consist of? I'm familiar about vinegar, and it's acidic, so you're going on an acid vinegar diet.
It's a fat burner, and if you forego all foods and liquids and drink nothing but vinegar, it'll just melt the pounds right off you.
Oh, it will also hurt your stomach, Fat Pat.
Well, I gotta be worried. You know, this old gal's gotta be working on that beach body, and
yeah.
I'm taking baby steps. I can fit the top on of the suit, but the bottom's a different story.
Are you gonna be able to do it?
Oh, honey, if it weren't for the acid vinegar diet, no. But
yeah.
With the acid vinegar diet, as soon as I get off the diet, I'm going to eat like a horse.
Ah, there you go, sweetie.
Well, and then I'm going to take a laxative, and then I'm going to go to the beach.
Okay, good girl. What brings the pleasure of you calling the show today? Because it is a pleasure always to talk to you, Fat Pat.
Well, little birdie told me something that got this old gal pretty excited.
What's that?
Did I hear that Junior is back?
He's back, Fat Pat.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, he's taking a liking to you too, Fat Pat.
Well, we just might have to invite you after I take that laxative to the beach with us. Honey?
Yes?
Now, did I hear that Junior is a cat lady himself?
He is. And if memory serves me right, Fat Pat, you're a kind of a cat lady, too.
I love my kitties. And I think anybody that picks on a big hunk of man like that that can love a little kitty cat, they're wrong. I think that's so attractive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what
I've been saying.
We did the story earlier in the week, Fat Pat, that most women, with the exception of cat ladies, had disgusting replies. They think a man holding a cat is just horrible.
Well, they better not say that in front of Fat Pat, the cat lady.
Fat Pat, how many kitties do you have?
Oh, right now, I've got four beautiful little kitty cats, but I've owned so many over the years, they've all touched my heart.
Uh-huh. You have four of them right now?
I remember when I was a young girl, you know, back in my 30s, and we had a little kitty cat, and I called him my little muffin.
Your little muffin. Your little kitty muffin.
And I love that little kitty muffin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just loved it to death. Just love that little kitty cat. Was just the sweetest little kitty, and Muffin was a cuddler.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And I think Junior's cat's that way, too. You know what his cat's name is, don't you?
What is Junior's kitty's name?
My kitty's name is Peanut.
Penis? Honey, why would you name your little kitty cat Penis?
I didn't name my cat Penis.
Don't get me wrong, it's a cute name, but where'd you get the inspiration for that?
I named my cat Peanut.
Penis.
No.
I got it, honey. I got it. Even a man like Junior, who's comfortable enough in his masculinity to have a little kitty cat.
Yeah. He loves that kitty cat penis.
He doesn't want people knowing he named it Penis, Dan.
I don't know why. I mean, don't you, you have four cats, Fat Pat. You can tell me the names of your four cats. What are they?
Well, I can, but, honey, I was trying to tell you about Muffin.
Oh, Muffin.
Muffin would jump up on my big fat tummy, and I always call it, look, Muffin's making biscuits. Muffin's making biscuits.
Yeah, when they're kneading at it, they're getting all... Yeah. I think that's some kind of instinct with cats when they were nursing with their mothers or something.
Yeah.
but have you Muffin, seen any? Have you seen any pictures of Junior and Penis?
No, I'd love to see pictures of Junior and Penis, but I haven't seen any yet. Shoot them my way. I'm on Instatalk.
Yeah, Junior's got to send you some. He's got pictures of Penis with him in his bed when he's just woken up. Penis, his ass is right by his face, and he's smiling.
You know, what I want to warn Junior about is it's when we have our key cats. They seem to be so self-sufficient, you know? But I found out the hard way. Uh-huh. Honey, you got to take him to the vet because Ricky Ticky Tavi died of feline leukemia.
I thought it was AIDS, feline AIDS.
No, that was Muffin.
Oh.
Ricky Ticky Tavi died of feline AIDS.
Oh, you just said that was Muffin, that Ricky Ticky just died of feline leukemia.
Right. Muffin died of feline AIDS, honey.
Okay, so
when Muffin died, I did a big fundraiser.
And how did Muffin die?
Muffin died of feline AIDS, honey. And then Ricky Ticky Tavi died of feline leukemia.
Okay, and you did a what? What did you do after the kitty died?
I did a fundraiser, and I got lots of money donated, but then I had to give it all back because I consider Muffin to be a little person, that they thought the money should go to AIDS for people.
Right, and not feline leukemia.
No, feline AIDS, honey.
Who?
You know, they're gay. They can be gay, too.
That has nothing to do, Fat Pat, has nothing to do with it. I just want to go
and
make sure that the two of you can share cat stories.
And then I'm telling you several cat stories right now, honey.
Yeah, but that's between the two of you.
And my cat, Smokey.
Smokey.
He passed away from feline emphysema.
Oh, my God. You've had a lot of cats, Fat Pat, and they've all died of various things like leukemia, emphysema, AIDS.
And that's why I'm telling you it's so important that, you know, you think they take care of themselves because they can clean themselves, honey. And a lot of times they don't want to be bothered and they don't like to go in a car. And they hate it when you take them to the vet, but it's very important because now, these days, unlike it was back, you know, in 2010, they have a lot of shots.
Yeah,
they can give your kitty a shot to keep them from getting that stuff.
Yes, but you can also catch stuff from your cat, too, Fat Pat, like that cat scratch fever, if they nip you or scratch you on that. And you always have to keep their litter box clean because you realize those paws are in that litter, and then they jump out and they want to jump up and get close to your face and everything.
And then I lost Bootsy due to opioid addiction.
Oh, my God.
I don't, but you know, they're too smart for their own good, and I didn't even know why a key cat would want to get in Fat Pat's medicine chest. God knows what you're going to find in there.
Yep, and that was tragic. But you got four healthy ones right now, don't you?
I sure do.
AIDS, leukemia,
and feline emphysema, yeah.
But all of what you have now are healthy.
Honey, the odd thing is he never even smoked.
But you do.
Oh.
Secondhand smoke, Fat Pat.
Oh, come on, honey. You know there's no such thing.
So how can I make sure that you and Junior get hooked up on social media so that you can... Are you smoking now, Fat Pat?
Am I dieting? Of course I'm smoking.
You know what?
I put a Virginia Slim in my mouth, and I feel like Margaret Court.
Now, where can Junior see your pictures of Kitty and all that? We've been trying to get Junior to post his pictures of his kitty, but he doesn't want to do that.
I got the one account that I keep for my grandkids, Instagram.
Yeah, and
but that's, you know, I can't put any NSFW stuff on that one.
All right. Good luck on your vinegar diet. What is it? The acid vinegar diet?
My acid vinegar diet, and I would love to see a picture of Junior and penis.
Yes. Yep, I agree. I think we'll post one up on the old website.
Is Junior, is penis a cuddler?
Oh, yeah, she loves the cuddle.
Can I see a picture of it on my telephone?
I'll send one right over.
I can't wait. And don't you let those boys pick on you, Junior. You're a big hunk of man.
That's right, baby.
Bye, Fat Pat.
By the way, I'm sorry that you got cut off on the grinder.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Amy.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. This is the Stan and Haney Show for a Thursday. Thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. That's my my friend over there, Mark Haney.
Hello.
Junior behind the glass there doing what he does.
What up, dog?
What up?
I don't think there's any getting around it.
There isn't any getting around it. I'm floored by what you told me, and then I replied and told you what happened to me. Today.
It's unavoidable. How do you think he's going to react?
I don't know how he's going to react. I can't change reality. I cannot change what is real.
What'd I do this time?
You didn't do anything. We're just worried about how you're going to react. See, our show instincts say, we got to talk about this. But we're, you know what? That's how much Haney and I are concerned. The first thing we said, oh, we got to go with this. And then we said, how's Junior going to react?
Junior.
What?
You know my beliefs as far as the Lord. And I believe that on occasion, the Lord communicates with us. Because this is not something I would have chosen.
Okay.
This is not something I wanted to bring up, but...
I didn't want him to bring it up.
But
then when he told me, I said, we gotta bring it up.
When I believe when you see a clear message from the Lord, you do not deny it.
Okay.
This was just moments ago, Junior. I'm driving into work, minding my own business. I'm not looking for trouble.
Minding his own beeswax.
Right.
And it's the last thing that I was expecting to see.
I'm in agreement with you.
And I see plain as day a gigantic tortoise that has just successfully crossed the road on its own, heading into the woods.
Right, getting to the other side.
You didn't try to save it?
No, because it had already crossed the road on its own and was heading into the woods, and I thought, that's a good lesson. That animal is just fine. That animal is in God's hands.
But is there a water source? Like a lake?
They don't need a tortoise.
Or anything.
And so I was concerned that by bringing that up, you'd think that it was about you and your proclivities towards turtles and tortoises.
Mm. Well, you should have thrown it in the canal.
And so I went to Stan and explained to him that I felt like it was a message from the Lord, and I was expecting him to cut me off at the knees and tell me, don't bring that up.
Yeah.
He just got over the whole turtle-tortoise thing.
Yeah.
And here's how you know for sure it's from God, because he didn't react that way. He wanted to. Stan?
I was leaving for work today and going right across my driveway as I was putting my stuff in the car, right across the driveway. Tortoise.
Did you bring
you said it was a turtle.
Oh, turtle.
Oh, it was a turtle.
It was a turtle.
So you made sure it went back to its nest, not a water
Left
source.
It alone. Oh. I let him keep walking. He comes
Should've
across
thrown a, it in the canal.
He comes across a tortoise today. Today, I come across a turtle. And you want to have the topper on it all?
What's the topper?
On Monday, Mother is outside, and he texts me. I'm in the office. He says, come on out here. Come on out and have a smoke. And I'm like, okay. I walk out back. He's as far over to the woods as can be. And he says, look at this. Big giant turtle.
What does it mean?
Now, was it a turtle or a tortoise?
That was a turtle.
Mine was a tortoise.
Mine was a turtle. Mother's was a turtle. Yours was a what?
A gopher tortoise.
You sure about that?
That's what the FWC told me. So I didn't know
there's
that.
There's something
until
going on.
After I tried throwing it in the canal, you know.
There's something going on.
I'm sure it makes perfect sense, but I can't figure it out.
I don't know what it means yet.
Other than maybe it means that it's okay to talk to Junior again.
Maybe.
That the tortoise or the turtle is no longer in the way.
It's not. They've all moved on.
And they're safe.
Yes. Going where they have to go.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing, birds gotta fly, fish gotta fry, tortoises gotta have dirt, and turtles gotta swim.
And I think maybe that's what it means, is that everything's great with Junior again.
Everything great with you?
Yeah. Well, here's, I looked up tortoise and turtle symbolism.
Yeah.
And symbolizes longevity.
Yeah.
Endurance.
Yes.
And being grounded.
Yep.
To be a true champion,
you need pride,
vision, and perseverance. You need these same qualities to be Billboard Artist of the Year.
One of the nominees is Tony Braxton.
And the winner is?
Tony Braxton. Oh, got to take the break right now. When we come back, before we do the grab bag...
What are the odds?
Well, hold on.
You, me, Mother,
don't worry about
Junior,
that.
All interacting down with turtles, and he's the only one that effed it up.
When we come back, our chief engineer gave us the complete, accurate explanation
about the rocket.
About Rocket 96.1. We'll explain when we come back.
So does he know?
Oh, yes. And he has visual proof of it.
Okay, good. I want to hear about it.
Oh, it's amazing.
Because usually we never get a reason for things.
This is a complete reason.
Science.
Yeah, and it had to do with science.
Was the word inversion used?
No.
No, it was not. No.
Okay,
no, it was not.
Good, because that's always a cop-out.
Got another word he used.
Well, I bet several.
Yeah, well, yeah. We'll be back.
Stan and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 J-Rock.
Stan and Haney, we were talking about this before the break. Yesterday,
we had a bit of a mystery at the end of the show. We had a couple of listeners contact us and say, especially Northport, Port Charlotte, and points north. And one guy was so confused, he's like, why am I hearing the legal ID for your station in Mobile, Alabama? The Rocket.
Rocket 96.1. He said, for 1 second we would be on, then suddenly it would switch over to the Rocket 96.1 FM. And we were getting multiple texts from listeners north of us.
And that station.
And they were wondering what the heck was going on.
And that station is intended to cover the upper Gulf Coast. And as far as Florida goes, they've got the Pensacola market, but that should be about it.
Mm-hmm.
So why in our area? Yeah, so why in our area is our signal competing with the Rocket?
Well, Junior contacted our chief engineer because we thought it might have been something on our end. You know, a transmitter problem.
That's a safe bet.
It's usually a safe bet. And our chief engineer said, oh, no, we're running at full power, everything. There should be no problem. And then he did research. Our engineer, believe it or not, is an extremely smart guy.
Well,
I'm not talking about socially interacting smart. He can cipher and do numbers and look at maps and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, because he's been doing that as long as we've been doing this.
Yeah,
longer.
He also briefed Junior as to what's going on.
And Junior, obviously, among us, has the highest grade point average.
Right. So I figure we turn it over to Junior because I think he has a good handle on what the chief engineer discovered, and it was a phenomenon. It was something that really happened and caused that. Junior?
Well, Richard said it's like one of the rarest things that he's ever seen. Like having something go from Mobile, Alabama, all the way to Fort Myers, over the Gulf of Mexico. And basically what it was, we had like a front that was over the Gulf of Mexico, and that FM signal kind of rode along that front and landed in our Southwest Florida area.
Let me tell you what
it's called. It's called tropospheric ducting.
Tropospheric ducting.
Yes.
Here's what he said. And this is directly from the chief engineer. He said, I looked into it. And what is happening is referred to as a tropospheric ducting. The front that is coming through today produced a thermal inversion yesterday.
Inversion.
There it is. That caused the FM radio waves to bend over the horizon. He said normally FM will travel a line of sight and would be far into space at our distance from the Mobile station. In other words, with the curvature of the Earth, the signal goes out, it goes out into space.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen yesterday. And he showed on the map this inversion that was coming in ahead of the front that's coming through today. And he said, this was one of the strongest ducts I have seen, and it set up a perfect line.
It's like they were firing the signal at us.
The mass that was coming ahead of the front connected directly from the Mobile area to the Charlotte Harbor area. The whole band came down. So the FM signal from them bounced up above the...
It's like a straight line.
Above the front and just kept shooting down and landed...
Right at us.
Right in the Charlotte Harbor area. So they were... This signal that was coming from Mobile got above the clouds and just had no interference whatsoever. Gets to the other end of the little front that was coming through, dropped right off into Charlotte Harbor, and people were hearing Rocket 96.1 FM on our signal. Because I told them...
It was stronger than us.
I said... What are the odds on the same frequency, call letters that are similar, a classic rock station? He said, I never saw one exactly like this, that it flew perfectly.
So it's like that inversion almost set up like a little road all the way to Southwest Florida.
An uninhibited
rode along
highway.
It.
We were invaded.
Yes, but it's gone away now.
Now, how do we get payback?
I don't know. Oh, well, here's the other thing. He said most of it travels north to south. That's why on some occasions, Haney, we'll get a call from Cuba. Because we're hitting on one of these little straight shots right across the Gulf and down into the Caribbean. That's how it happened. Bizarre.
Richard said that when he was in, Alabama, he was hearing stuff in Minnesota.
Yep, caught on one of the little fronts.
Well, right down the Mississippi.
Yep. Yeah.
The old Mississippi.
The old man.
So there's your answer.
Deep river.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. U.S. 41 North
Mississippi.
Naples. I guess everybody in the building today who has an office phone got the message about the Halloween party tomorrow.
What?
Did you get it? Oh, you don't have...
I don't participate.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, Junior got it too. I'll play the message for you since you didn't get it. Jeez.
Hi, everyone. This is Kat with a message about tomorrow's office Halloween party. The company wants us to know the following. No dressing as a Karen, since we have people of that name working for the company. No dressing as the opposite sex, as that would be mocking the company's trans policy. No dressing as anything quote-unquote sexy. Nothing political like dressing as the president's drool nurse. Nothing satanic or religious. Nothing COVID-related, including bats, fangs, doctors, or nurses. Sugarless candy will be provided, no nuts, plus soft drinks and water. I'll be dressed as a giant candy corn again. See you at the party. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So who's going?
Yeah, I'm going as a slutty nurse. I don't care.
No, I'm not going. I'm not participating.
Didn't you hear the message?
Yeah, you better be. Don't get written up.
I don't care, man.
I mean,
just give the people what they want.
She gave out like 10 bullet points, and you're violating at least two of them.
And let me tell you.
You can't dress as the opposite sex.
I'll just go as a Karen.
You can't. They just said you can't. Don't go. I don't want you in the building. You know, the past couple of weeks, we've been bringing up about these Hooter girls.
Yeah. I thought we put that to bed.
Oh, well, you say to yourself, changing the uniforms. Yeah, okay. But how good... money-wise, does a Hooters girl do?
Well, that depends on certain factors.
Now, a Hooters girl named Kirsten Songer.
I'll tell you the ones that make the most is when you're at Hooters and you can barely speak and your mind is talking to you and going... I can't believe this woman is bringing me chicken wings.
This girl's name is Kirsten Songer.
I understand. Even being paid, I can't believe she's bringing me chicken wings.
She's not beautiful, but she's not unpleasant either. She, let's just say, middle-of-the-road Hooters girl. She tells everybody what a week of wages is like for her.
Sunday morning, I bartended. I worked 10:30 to 5:30, and I made $408. Monday, I worked a double. I made $300. From 5:30 to midnight, I made $50. Friday morning, I shopped for the Hooters calendar, so I got our promotional pay of $10 an hour, so I made about $50 then. And then today, I just worked 10:30 to 5:30, and I made $260. A guy at the bar just handed me $60 for talking to him today, which... it's really nice. That's my tips on top of my $2.13 I get an hour.
What that works out to, then again, this Hooters girl is no a great shake. She's pleasant, but not drop-dead gorgeous. For the week, she made $1,258.
Isn't that about what we make?
Give or take, yeah, a dollar or two. This is so good.
I don't have the body for it.
No.
I mean, I've thought about it.
You used to.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be for Halloween.
I thought, you know what? That looks like so much fun. But, I don't know if I don't know if I have the personality for it. And then I went to Olive Garden instead.
Yeah.
You know, the blousy.
So Halloween is, yes. Halloween is Sunday. Let's go back to 1977, where this public service announcement was broadcast for trick-or-treaters back in 1977. Some are no-brainers. Others, there's no way kids will do what they said to do back in 1977.
You know what? I think I was still an active trick-or-treater in 77.
The biggest mistake that they told kids to do, as you will hear, is make sure you put your name and address on your trick-or-treat bag. You know, so creeps can find you. Take a listen. This was from 1977.
This little witch doesn't know it, but she's taking some frightening chances of being hurt. Maybe badly hurt. It's a good idea to write your name, address, and phone number on the sack, just in case there is an accident. Whether you buy a costume or design your own, be sure that it's made of flame-retardant material. But there are a few other things you should do before going out. Eat a big dinner. If you go trick-or-treating while you're hungry, you'll be tempted to sample some of your treats while you're out. Make sure you carry a flashlight when you go. The light will not only help you see where you're going in the dark, but it will also make it easier for others, including drivers, to see you.
Write your name down. What kid's going to take a flashlight out? What kid is going to have a big hearty meal before they go out and get a bag full of candy? What the hell?
I miss that world.
Make sure you write your name and phone number and everything down so they know who you are.
Yeah, because you could count on people in your neighborhood not being predators.
Right, it's so different now. Here's another woman. She posted this on TikTok. As little kids will do, 20 years ago, this little tot put a plastic bead up her nose. Didn't want to tell anybody about it.
Oh, yeah, because when you're doing it, you know it's wrong, and then once it gets stuck, you know you'll get in trouble. But why does anyone have to be the wiser?
Flash forward 20 years, she got a little surprise.
When I was like 3, I remember sticking a bead up my nose. I didn't tell anyone, forgot about it. I had a sinus infection a couple weeks ago, and I had this massive booger. I could not get out. It was bothering me. So I got one of those earwax cleaning cameras. I know you're not supposed to use them anywhere else, but I used it in my nose. And I looked, and there was a little bit of blue on it. And that brought back that memory of that bead from when I was like 3 years old. Well, I finally got it out. But a bead, a blue bead that has been in my nose for 20 years, just came out of my nose.
Right on. 20 years sitting up there in the sinus.
So she did like a DIY removal?
Yeah, well, you know, the little camera thing that you can go, like how the doctor will look in your ear. She did it up her nose and saw in there a little blue thing, and then it eventually came out.
So we have at-home cameras now?
I don't know. That's what she claimed. To look in your ear for like that earwax buildup. You have earwax buildup from time to time.
Oh, tremendous, Dan. Yeah. Tremendous.
Okay. There's now scientific proof. They did this test with Jennifer Aniston, a scientist. You know how you and I, Haney, and this goes for any guy, you can see hundreds of women, but then you come into contact for some unknown reason, what you and I used to call the blood boiler.
Oh, yeah.
Where she would enter a room and there's something that goes off in you that this is the most beautiful woman that has ever walked on the face of the earth.
And that may not be true. But it's something beyond beauty, beyond...
Yes.
It's an intangible that you really can't describe until you experience
it. So for 25 years, every time I see Jennifer Aniston, I'm like, oh, the blood boiler. She's just... There's a scientific thing that happens. There is...
They understand the concept of a blood boiler?
Yes. Here is a scientist. Does it have his name here? Yes, Dr. Ben Rain. He is a scientist. They took a look at brain activity. And they used Jennifer Aniston as an example.
Well, the first thing that happens is all the blood leaves the brain.
Well, there's one thing, that main thing that happens. Here's the good doctor explaining this. And it explains everything.
Look at this picture. There is scientific evidence that when you look at this, or this, or this, there is probably one neuron, one cell in your brain, that is activated by all of those photos. This landmark paper studied 8 people who had electrodes implanted into their brain, and those electrodes could record brain signals. When they showed them various photos of Jennifer Aniston, they found that there was one brain cell which fired. That's what brain cells do when they're active. But this brain cell did not fire when they were shown Kobe Bryant, or a spider, or a dolphin. They found another cell that was activated by Halle Berry, and Halle Berry dressed as Catwoman, but not someone else dressed as Catwoman. This all indicates that certain brain cells represent or encode specific things, like the identity of a person or an object. Unsurprisingly, most of these brain cells were located in areas associated with memory. 2 things to consider here. First off, everyone's Jennifer Aniston neuron is different. And second, there are probably several, maybe even hundreds of cells which encode information related to Jennifer Aniston. And this cell probably interacts with those cells. Brain's not quite simple enough where it's like one cell per one thing.
You know what? I would let them implant an electrode into my brain if it meant I got to come face to face with Phoebe Cates.
Right! But here's what it is. When you see Phoebe Cates for the first time, it fires a little something in your brain. Your brain then, this one little fire, this one little neuron in there, is reserved for her. And so you can be shown 20 pictures of Phoebe Cates, and that one little neuron just keeps on firing in Haney's brain and associates it with all the other ones that like Phoebe Cates in there, but it's that one.
I wonder how many. There's got to be trillions that like Phoebe Cates.
It's in my brain alone. Well, this one is the special one that fires off when you see a picture of her. It's amazing. It explains a whole lot.
So I have something in my head that is dedicated to Phoebe Cates.
Correct.
And her only.
Yep. Now somebody could be dressed up like Phoebe Cates in that red bikini. Won't do anything for you. You show a picture of Phoebe Cates in that red bikini at the pool.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. That neuron goes off. Kids, they like today's music. Sometimes it's inappropriate for them. That's why they come up with this thing called Kids Bop. And so they took a version of Lil Nas X's song, Montero.
Should not be around.
And cleaned it up so the kids can still enjoy it without the lyrics that he wrote. Even Lil Nas X thinks it's just fantastic. Here's the song, Montero, done Kids Bop.
I wanna sell what you're buying. I wanna lie on a beach in Hawaii. I want that jet lag from living and flying. Put a smile on your face while we're dining. Singing and dancing with your friends. You live in the dark, yeah, I cannot pretend. I'm not fazed, only here to win. If you ain't in the garden, you know that you can. Call me when you want, call me when you need.
I was playing that in the other room getting the show ready as my wife was getting ready for work. She bolted from the other side of the house into my office area.
Demanding to know what you're doing.
Yep. What song are you playing? That's not Lil Nas X.
You know what? That little bastard, he snuck in. Because he does a Cowboys song.
Yeah.
With Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
And nothing wrong with that song. Lets himself get popular. And then the next thing you know, he's doing lap dances on Satan.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Well, how does that go? I'm on a horse.
I don't want to know.
Gonna take my horse to the old town, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ride till I can't no more.
How do you get from that to where we are now?
It's good management.
Yeah. It always helps if your manager has horns.
Yep. Now, I'm no fan of Joe Buck, the broadcaster. He's nothing like his daddy. Nothing.
One of the worst.
But he does baseball, football. He has to be at three different places on the weekend.
Powerful nepotism.
Yes. Does an announcer sit there for the whole game? Sometimes they have to, even when they have to go to the bathroom. Joe Buck remembers one such time at a Packers game.
I have peed in a bottle while calling an NFL touchdown. I swear to God.
Really?
I was peeing in a trash can. It's true.
That's crazy.
They handed me like a little water bottle. I'm like, I can't. The half wouldn't end.
He said, that's not going to do it. Give me
that. And I was wearing a parka because it was freezing. It was in Milwaukee.
While you're talking, you did that. While you're speaking.
We came back from a break. I was peeing and the action started. And I called a touchdown while urine was coming out of me.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Of course, you can once again hear his broadcast tomorrow night, Game 3 of the World Series.
Followed by Two Broke Girls.
We got the local beat for you.
And the latest big hit, Ghosts.
Yeah. That Ghosts is based off a British series, which is phenomenal. And I saw the previews for this Ghosts here, the American one. I couldn't even stand to see it.
Some things don't translate well.
They don't. The British one is phenomenal. Local beat, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win today. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. And later on today, our question of the week. We're Stan and Haney.
Ladies, do you feel like you've been passed over for promotion or that great assignment in favor of a less experienced but younger worker?
Yes, even in the corporate world, sex sells.
Then head to Office Slut and get your own sleazy button.
Sleazy button?
Just push your sleazy button and bam! Your skirt is shorter, your heels are spiked, and your blouse is unbuttoned to your newly pierced navel.
Oh, Ms. Rudebacher.
Yes, sir?
Why don't you head the Microsoft takeover?
Yes, sir!
And meet me for dinner.
Yes, sir.
Sleazy button. Only at Office Slut.
Fred and Barney. Siegfried and Roy. Ralph and Norton. Stan and Haney.
You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this shit.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Au contraire.
Hey, if you're an adult and you're looking for a Halloween party, we got you covered. The Big Sideline Sports Bar and Grill Halloween Party is going to be happening on Saturday. That's the day before Halloween. I guess Mario's going to be there from 7 to 9 on Saturday. They're going to have an outdoor stage with live music from Simplify. They're going to be playing from 8 till midnight. They got drink specials, adult and pet costume contests. Junior loves this one. Promo girls.
Loves it. Bonus.
Yep, yeah, one of the good promo girls out there. Mm-hmm. And plenty of giveaways. It's going to be on Saturday, 7 to 9 with
nothing
Maria.
Like a good promo girl.
Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill in Fort Myers. It's at the corner of Colonial and Veronica Shoemaker in Fort Myers.
Promo girl.
Oh, yeah.
Like me a good promo girl.
You know, trying to make a little extra cash on the side, become a promo girl.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you got to be right for it.
Yeah, I don't have the confidence to do that.
No, you used to. But we're all...
You know, could have.
We're all getting older.
Yeah. You know, that time has passed.
Yeah.
But I kind of regret it, Stan.
Yeah.
Because I'll never know now.
No, and a lot of what ifs.
What I ifs. Probably could have pulled it off.
I think you could have.
At least for a couple of years.
I knew you when you were younger.
Yeah.
While you still had your figure.
Yeah. I didn't have the confidence.
Okay, but don't punish yourself, okay? Live in the now.
Oh.
You are you.
It's not too bad. But what if?
I know, stop. I know. I got a lot of what ifs, too. You remember the Hawaiian Tropic Bikini Contest back in 89?
Oh, my God, do I.
And I said, do I do it? Do I do? And I said, no. And you said, Stan, come on.
I did. I tried to encourage you because I thought for sure that you would do it.
Yep. And I could have done it right there. That day, heading to the beach, I already waxed. And I was ready to go.
You remember that one day on the beach when we were both a little tipsy and we were this close to the wet t-shirt contest?
Yep.
And at the last minute, thank God, because...
Yep. Nobody got perky like Haney with water thrown
out. Oh, my God. But I felt like such a slut.
Yeah, so cheap.
We probably could have won.
Mm-hmm. tie down your load. Now, here, I have to say this, and I was driving.
Responsible for rocks hitting your windshield.
I was driving into work today, and I just want to say tie down your load. And if you're driving I-75 during rush hour in the morning or in the evening, you're going through a literal obstacle course, not only with the traffic and the people going crazy out there, but you're going through a literal obstacle course. And I'm not.
Is it an obstacle course or a gauntlet?
Gauntlet. And I'm not talking about, because this happened to me coming in just today. And I'm not talking about the big tractor trucks with the dump trucks with the rocks. That's par for the course. Here's what I noticed, because since I moved, I take 75 quite often for a period of time. It is the smaller work pickup trucks. Today it was a pressure cleaning truck that had the hoses in the back of the pickup truck. You know, your heavy-duty pickup trucks, your F-250s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're barreling down the road. And I know this from going into work sites and stuff. You know, you're having that can of soda. You're having that Gatorade. You got some scraps of wood from the site, and you're tossing it into the back of your truck. And I'll empty it when I get back home or get back to the shop. I'll clean out the bed of the truck. I was behind two white, they were pressure company cleaning trucks today. A 2 foot by foot and a half chunks of particle board that had been cut and fitted and the scraps were thrown in the back, come flying out the back of the guy's pickup truck, bouncing, and I mean dancing on I-75 like a hooked marlin and hitting off of cars, plastic Gatorade bottles flying out, going off people's windshields and stuff, and they're just rolling right along, trying to cut everybody off because they want to be doing about 85. And they've got every piece of debris flying out of the bed of their trucks. If you're gonna go on 75, you know what? Clean it out before you leave the job site. That's just not what I'm saying. I saw some people nearly go and spin off the road because it was flying at them. One hit off the roof of a car that was in front of me, a piece of particle board, plywood particle board, hit off the top of this guy's car, bounced around, and I went right underneath it. And I'm like, whew! And I'm looking at the two trucks right in front of me, one and two riding together, and stuff is just flying out of it. And cars behind them are dodging this stuff, doing 75 miles an hour. Tie it down, throw it out.
You know, you inadvertently brought back a pleasant memory.
What?
Remember my buddy Warren?
Yeah, I remember Warren.
We used to cruise around in his pickup truck.
Yeah, and throw the cans right in the back as you were driving.
Yep.
Yep.
That bed, wonder how much it would have been worth at the recycling plant.
That's good.
Because it was full.
Yeah, and you're going around,
hauling ass.
Streets, small streets, not a highway. Particle board.
But you get good with it because you get that one.
I understand.
It's muscle memory. Yeah. You get that one smooth
every
movement
once in a while
where you finish the last swig and automatically back it goes.
Every once in a while you miss, and Henry's driving behind you and he hits the panic button. Then you got a 15 car pileup.
So you drove under the flying wood.
Yes, I did. It was still moving when I went underneath it. Or it went underneath me.
Oh, that's different. So you drove over it.
Yes.
It didn't go over you.
No, it went over the car in front of me.
Hit the ground.
And was still dancing as I went over it. Let's do this local beat. I'm going to leave the child's name out of this, but it's happened again in Southwest Florida. And one network, one local station is giving this kid's name. A couple others are not. I'll just use his first name because he's a minor. He's a child. And I don't know what's going through these kids' head. These kids' heads. Headline. This just came out today. I'm getting my information from Wink and NBC2. Student arrested for threatening mass shooting at Lehigh Acres Middle School. Now, I'm not talking about some punk ass. One affiliate here put his picture up. This is a child. This is a child. You got his picture to show him? Don't post it, but...
Oh, good Lord.
Yes, a child. Dateline Lehigh Acres.
What has...
I don't know. What... Dateline Lehigh Acres. A seventh grade student was arrested today, this morning, for allegedly threatening a mass shooting at Lehigh Acres Middle School. We'll call him Daniel. No last names. Daniel is 12 and is facing charges after investigators said he made a post on social media threatening to commit a school shooting Wednesday night. Another student was arrested yesterday for taking a stun gun to school, but that was an unrelated incident. Lee County Sheriff's Office provided video to the news of Daniel being booked into jail. According to an arrest report, the threat was a picture of a rifle on a table with the caption, "Don't come to school tomorrow. I will kill the people." Detectives searched the 12-year-old's home in Lehigh Acres, where they found two airsoft guns in his room and multiple guns locked in a safe elsewhere in the home. This, again, according to the Lee County Sheriff's Office. An email was sent out to parents this morning alerting them of the incident. The email states that a student was arrested after posting a threat on social media. It added, "The investigation continues, so not only will there be legal consequences for the student, but they will be disciplined per the student code of conduct." It went on to say, "Teaching and learning will continue as normal today. We thank you for trusting us with your student." Daniel is facing a charge of threat to conduct a mass shooting. He's a child. This is the second time, what, within a month? Here?
They're kids.
They're kids. They're kids. I'm going to take a break.
I don't understand.
I don't. This is why I'm doing it, and I see his picture, and I'm going, what? What is going on here? Where's the problem?
You know, I was disturbed by the story, but, you know, they say a picture is worth a thousand
words.
Me
too, when I saw that picture. A child.
When I saw that picture, and he's trying to look as tough as he can, he's trying hard, he's still a child.
Yep.
And I'm looking at that going, what on earth in 12 years has gone on with that kid to lead him down this path?
I don't know. I don't know. Take a break. We'll give you a chance to win when we come back. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. Great list. And then
people like lists.
Yeah, and of course, heading up to 4 o'clock, another 4 o'clock cash hole could get you 500. We're Stan and Haney.
Something wonderful. wonderful happens when you change to
Stan and Haney.
You'll feel better.
Did you say I'll feel better?
Yes, and here are the reasons why. Coughs disappear. Parched throat clears up. That stale feeling vanishes.
That is wonderful.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You are about 23 minutes away from the 4 o'clock cash hole word that could get you $500 in cash. Stay tuned for that. Also, about an hour away, our question of the week. We do it every Thursday. But right now, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List? This is a good category. A good category. If you answer something on our list, and I'll release the phones after I give out the category, but if you're the first person to mention something on the list, you'll have your choice of the following prizes. We have $50 to the pewter mug, US 41 North Naples. You all right? Okay. That's supposed to be soundproof.
Yeah.
We have...
That's what they told him.
Yep. We have Stan and Haney t-shirts. We'll sign them if you want them ruined. The Everblade season has begun. We have tickets for the entire season. You want to go to a hockey game? You tell us the game you want to go to and how many tickets you'd like. Maybe you'd like a pair of tickets. You and your wife, girlfriend. Or maybe you'd like a family four-pack of tickets. Your choice to the game. If we have the tickets available and you win, we'll give them to you.
And take your time.
Take your... That was the other thing Junior just said. Before, last season, the Everblades gave him packs of tickets, stacked up tickets. Now they gave him books of tickets, so he's got to turn the page, find the game, remove the ticket. So he told me already, expect a few minutes longer than
normal.
No, they
gave me like the season ticket books.
Yeah.
And
it just takes a little time.
I have to go through, find each game.
Okay, can I say something?
What?
And I'm going to be honest with you. And Haney knows this because we've been doing this for most of our lives. The listener doesn't care what you have to go through.
Doesn't affect them at all.
Not at all. It's almost like when you were a waiter at the banquets. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I would say, yeah, dog. No, dog.
Yeah. Didn't do that job very long, did you?
No, that was a couple of months, dog.
Did you really say that?
Yeah.
Not good.
Why would you do that?
Because I rock, man.
He was one of those, fine dining, banquet dining, the bow tie on and all that, the vest.
If I'm at a banquet like that, and a waiter calls me dog.
Yeah, we're honoring Harv as employee of the year.
Yeah.
We're all sitting down to
15 years,
roast
Stan.
Beef. Yep. And he goes up, can I get you some more water, dog?
You want a chicken cordon bleu, dog?
Jeez.
I know. I got.
You sound like you're talking with gold teeth.
You want some more Bernays, homie?
What has happened?
So we have Everblade, we have Pewter Mug, we have Stan and Haney t-shirts, we have Everblades tickets, and we have $50 to KJ's Steakhouse in Fort Myers.
Pardon me, waiter. What would you recommend? Well, chicken cordon bleu dope.
Mother.
Yeah, get yourself a glass of Hennessy, wash it down.
Yeah, treat yourself.
At KJ's mother. Steaks, cocktails, happy hours, awesome prime rib. Let's play Stan's What's on the List? Got the top 10 answers. Top 10 answers. Ladies try so hard to make themselves beautiful for us. When they get all decked out to go out, maybe have a little procedure or something done to make themselves more attractive. Well, guys were surveyed. And they were asked, what are the things women do to their bodies that guys really don't care about? Matter of fact, they'd prefer you don't. Survey was done asking men, what are the things that women do to their bodies? That includes hair, face, body, legs, toes. That guys really hate. Not too into that. Phone lines are released. 277-9600. Recent survey. Got the top 10 here. Things women do to their bodies that guys, they don't care, and they kind of dislike it. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Brian.
Brian, you're first up here. We got all the top 10 here. Name one of them and you're going to win. These are things women do to their bodies, head, hair, eyes, feet, toes, and their entire body that guys really don't care. Matter of fact, they don't like it.
Fake eyelashes.
Number 5 on the board. You are absolutely correct. Fake eyelashes. What would you like?
I'll do the KJ's.
You're going to love it. Hold on. KJ should be easy enough for you, right? Think you can do that right off the computer. Yeah, fake eyelashes, ladies.
Especially when they're overdone.
Yep. You're not impressing the guy at all. Matter of fact, he doesn't like it. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, Parker.
Parker, we have fake eyelashes already on this. What's one of the things women do to their bodies that guys really don't like? Matter of fact, some of them hate it.
I'm going to say lipstick or lip gloss.
I'm going to give it to you. It's number 10. What it is the bright red lipstick.
That's the stuff.
A lot of times guys are like, that's a little overdoing it. You don't need to do that. What would you like?
Can you repeat the options again, please?
Yeah, KJ's is already done for the day. I got Everblades tickets. I've got Stan and Haney t-shirts. Oh, and I have a Stan bobblehead, and we've got a pewter mug.
I'll do the pewter mug.
All right, hold on.
Thank you.
Pewter mug is gone now, too. Everblades tickets, Stan and Haney t-shirts, Stan bobblehead. Might have to end this game early if we run out of prizes. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Jeff.
Jeff, what do you think's on this list?
Did anybody say makeup yet?
Well, you got to be
different types.
Hold on, because there is a general thing, makeup, and then there's a bunch of sub-makeup stuff. But you, if you want, you can stick with the general makeup term if you want.
If we're going to go... Sub-
now, I didn't say what you just said was wrong. I'm just saying that it may be on the list that way, but I'm also telling you there could be sub-makeup things.
Then I'm sticking with general makeup.
Number one answer.
Boy! You!
Number one.
You just about took him to the cleaners.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. That is
the number one answer of the men surveyed. 31% of the guys said their least favorite look is when a woman puts on too much makeup. Number one.
Absolutely right.
What would you like? I've got a Stan bobblehead. I got Stan and Haney t-shirts. I've got Everblades tickets. You pick the game. 2 or 4 tickets.
I'll take pewter mug.
Pewter mug's gone.
Let's do, what was the other?
I've got Stan and Haney signed t-shirts or Stan bobblehead.
Let's do the bobblehead.
All right, hold on. We'll do one more because I'm so limited on prizes. And then I'll tell you what's on this list. And ladies, I'm looking at the list, and I'd say, at least according to my tastes, this is about 96.1% right. Ahoy, who's this?
This is John.
John, we have, in general, too much makeup, and we also have fake eyelashes and bright red lipstick.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm gonna go with toenail polish.
Toenail polish.
I could care less.
Not on the list. Try one more. Ahoy, who's this?
Heather.
Heather, you're a woman. I'm sure that
you're assuming.
Yes, I'm assuming. I have to. It's 2021. I have to assume you are a woman, if that's the way you'd like it, how you identify. Those are your pronouns.
Yeah, that's very much how I identify.
Thank you. Yeah. I thought so. Take a shot at this. Women that are doing things to their bodies that guys really don't care, and they kind of hate it.
I'm going to say implants. Fake boobs.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Number 7 on the board. Huge fake boobs.
Yep.
Especially the ones where they can't really afford it, but they get a deal, and they're all lumpy.
Well, and those that know breast implants, there's the ones above the muscle and below the muscle. The expensive ones are the below the muscle, so it looks a little bit more natural. And proportion is key to that. What would you like? I've got a Stan bobblehead, I've got a signed Stan and Haney t-shirt, and I've got Everblades tickets.
I would love an extra large Stan and Haney t-shirt.
You
signed,
have got it.
Signed.
We will sign it for
our
you, too.
Our pleasure.
Because I didn't get my flag signed.
Well, that can, if you bring it, well, I think they're going to mail it to you. But if you see us out and about, or you are by the radio station one day, leave it up front and we'll sign it for you too.
That would be so great. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm going to send you over to Junior. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Hold on. Here's the list. It's pretty spot on. Recent survey was done and asked men to name things women do to their bodies that they really don't care about and, in fact, don't like it. We'll go from 10 to number 1. Coming in at number 10 was the bright red lipstick. Number 9, tattoos. Number 8, I got a big problem with it. Drawn on eyebrows, where you pluck that eyebrow down to nothing and then you take out a pencil. Number 7, huge fake boobs. Number 6, hair extensions. Number 5 was gotten fake eyelashes, as Haney pointed out, especially the really long ones. Mascara works just fine. Number 4, plumped up lips. Not attractive. Number 3, a fake spray-on tan. Number 2, Botox. No, especially right after you get that done and you're a little swelly. And number 1 was just simply putting on too much makeup. Yeah, 31% of the guys surveyed said that was their least favorite look with a woman when they put on too much makeup. They had some other little information that they added. While 52% of women would consider having plastic surgery on their face, 63% of men wouldn't even want their wife or girlfriend to have a minor procedure done like Botox. And 23% said they'd be embarrassed if their significant other did. There you go. That's the real people speaking.
Well, and I mean, look at Kenny Rogers late in life.
Yeah, look what happened to him.
Remember Crocodile Dundee?
Yep.
Had a great career.
Yep. Was it Paul Hogan?
until he went under the knife.
Yep.
And then he was unrecognizable.
And ruined his career.
Yeah. You had a famous face. And in trying to look younger, nobody knows who you are anymore.
Stay by your radio. The cash hole word for 4 o'clock is coming up. You could be $500 richer. Later on, our question of the week. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You're a fantastic audience. I'd like to pass on a bit of information for you, to you. Things that are written in movie magazines about me are trash. Rumors that you hear about me are trash. I'm an 8th degree black belt in karate. I'm a federal narcotics agent. I am. Swear to God. No, you can do whatever you want to do. I'm just saying what I am. They don't give you that if you're strung out, if you're done. No. On the contrary, I have to be straight as an arrow because I'm around people all the time, and I don't like to get out of it in either way. I don't drink booze. I don't take any of this. No. Wait a minute. By God, don't say boo, son. I'll whoop your ass. Don't say boo to me when I tell you that, because I'm telling you God's truth. And that's not to cover anything. It's just to tell you the truth about the matter. You can take my word or you can take the goddamn movie magazines. You know. Also, it's not. Honey, you want this car? Come down here and be quiet. Oh, are you a grandmother? You don't look it, dear. You really don't look it. Some grandmothers are just drowned like a prune, but you look pretty. Anyway, what I'm saying, if you just leave me alone a minute, I'm going to talk because I got the speaker, and then which way you can talk aloud at me. Now, those of you who saw the morning paper, or the evening paper, whatever it was, they gave us a fantastic write-up. Now, they did. Except they said I had a paunch here, and I want to tell you something. I got their damn paunch. I wore a bulletproof vest on stage. True. You know, in case some fool decides to take a 22 and blow my belly button off. That's the truth. I got his paunch. Son of a bitch. Where does that somebody come from here, man?
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Ah, the king, baby. Nothing else like him.
Your grandmother? You don't look it.
Most grandmothers are shriveled up like a prune. You want the scarf, baby? Here, come here, shut up. The king. Stan Haney.
At the height of his power.
Yep. You still have about 7 minutes to get the 4 o'clock cash hole word in. That word is check. C-H-E-C-K. Hold on, let me just get this done, and then I want to dwell on the king. Check. Text the word check to 45911 or enter it on the 96K Rock app or at 96krock.com. Check. If you're the randomly selected person, they'll call you back and you'll win $500. And everyone that enters on the app or the website will be entered for the grand prize drawing of $10,000. $4, 4 o'clock, cash, whole word, check. Check. C-H-E-C-K, check. What about the king?
Well, think about how powerful that is. Now, I don't know what it was, but I can't imagine that going to see Elvis live was a cheap ticket.
It was to go see Elvis live, and if you look at the old tickets that are up for sale, it was pretty much what concert tickets were back then. Because I still have a lot of my, when I saw Van Halen in 1980 and Aerosmith in 79, it was about $8.50. Now, I don't know what that is in today's money, but there was about $8.
Let's put it this way. They weren't letting people in for free.
No.
And a lot of people, I'm sure, would be jacked up. I'm seeing Elvis Presley.
Sure.
He had enough power that he could stop what he was doing and say what was on his mind,
yeah,
get it off his chest,
yeah,
to a paying audience,
yeah,
and nobody cared.
No, they loved it. They were women, and I'm talking about when he was in concert. These were older women now, in their 40s. They weren't the 16-year-old teenagers. These were 40, 50-year-old.
Grandmothers, Jack.
Yep, shriveled up like a prune.
I'm seeing tickets costing around $12 to $15.
For what year?
That was August 18th, 1977.
August 18th.
Portland, Maine. That was a ticket I pulled up.
Yeah, and he never did that show. He was dead by then. And a lot of them are counterfeit.
But
now this one from 1956.
Well, that doesn't count.
$2.
Yes. Yeah, I believe that.
So, sounds like you'd pay a premium to see Elvis.
Yeah, it was a good concert price.
You know, you want to hear Blue Suede Shoes, you want to hear all the hits, and all of a sudden... Shut it down, Jack.
He would do three shows in Las Vegas, and by the late show, rumor has it, there's some scratchy recordings where Elvis was challenging people in the audience.
You fights, son of a bitch!
Fights were breaking out, cussing back and forth. Oh, yeah.
You say there's some scratchy recordings of
there's
that?
Some, you know, rare, unheard, well, non-airable.
You know, I hate, you know, because we've let society go to hell. There are so many things that are considered permissible now, yet for some reason, we're still very uptight about language.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would love nothing better than to introduce our audience into the unedited tapes that are out there. It would be nice if we could have a segment where we take a nice bus trip with Buddy Rich.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
But the language gets in the way.
The language to this day gets in the way, FCC-wise.
Because
so streaming is fine.
It is hilarious. It's hilarious because you weren't there, and
yep,
you didn't have to deal with it.
And your job wasn't on the line.
But you hear somebody who loses their mind at the drop of a hat.
Yep.
And is constantly threatening to fire everybody that works for him.
And the F word is used like 6 times in 2 sentences.
Mm-hmm. And it's made clear to you that you are lucky that this living legend even tolerates you being around him.
Yep.
That is a blessing.
Well, isn't it true? And I believe I've read this. James Brown used to fire him on stage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Howlin' Wolf used to fire them on stage. Tell them, as they were playing, put your instrument down and leave.
That's always fun.
Yep.
I've wanted to do that.
Yeah. Let's, where's
I did lose it one time when we were playing a gig. The only people that were on top of it were me and Tommy. And, you know, we counted off. We start the song. He and I in perfect rhythm and harmony, but nobody else is with us. It's like they started playing a different song. Mm-hmm. And I look over at Tommy, and he's shaking his head because we're thinking, okay, they're going to realize and they'll catch up with us. And Tommy finally just kept shaking his head. And I said, okay, just stop it. Just stop it. We've rehearsed this cheesy song how many times?
You have a Buddy Rich moment.
I did.
Yeah. It happens.
But see, Buddy Rich would do it just all the time to the point that the people in his band were like, yeah, I might get fired, but it'll probably be for no reason, so I'll write it out as long as I can.
Yep.
And try to see the humor in it. Because during these recordings, as he's just ripping somebody a new one, you hear the rest of them in the bus chuckling.
Yep.
There he goes again. Yep. Yeah, you think this is funny?
It got to be comical.
Mm-hmm.
Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Let's get you updated. These two should be in the clearing stages. He hands me half-hour-old traffic, and I can't handle that. Hit and run, Fort Myers. 16,000 block of Pine Ridge Road. And then this one is in Fort Myers. Crash. 4900 block of South Cleveland Avenue, right by the Eyeglass World. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about ready to give you the headlines. He's in deep conversation over there with a listener that could readily be put on the air, probably.
We'll never know.
We will never know. He's pointing at me. He's pointing at you. What's going on? Why couldn't that be put on the air?
We need to clarify that the, you know, the cash hole word.
Yeah.
You have to text it to 45911.
I believe I said that.
You can't text our text line and say the cash hole word plus 45911.
Look, I'm not a high school teacher. All right?
I'm just saying that some people are confused.
If they can't figure that out.
We do it every day, over and over and over again. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we'll have some things for you.
Thank you, Haney. I would have loved to have taken that call.
Yeah. Class would have been in session.
Oh, yes, it would have.
You've probably heard the word inflation used a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they will throw statistics at you. And you're probably thinking, yeah, well, doesn't seem to be too bad now, not affecting me. Here's something that you will readily understand. McDonald's has announced, due to inflation, it is hiking the price of its menu items around 6% to offset wage increases and supply issues.
Yep. Thanksgiving this year, 27% more than last year.
But those are just numbers.
Yep, numbers.
Until you have to pay for it.
Yep.
How'd you like to move to Greensburg, Indiana?
Why not?
You are just their type of person, friend. Because you'd move there without incentives.
Yeah.
Well, They are trying to lure new residents by supplying surrogate grandparents.
I don't know. I wore out mine.
You did.
I did. Wore them out. They're not around anymore.
But you probably still got an Arby's in the freezer, don't
you? No doubt about it.
Oh, great. Drunk drivers. Drunk drivers are not good at making split-second excuses for why they're driving drunk. We have one of those. And finally, drunk driving has consequences.
Yes, it does.
As one Wisconsin man found out when he was out driving drunk and tried to set up his ice fishing shack on an unfrozen lake.
Jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. A laughter.
We're going to partay.
All right, we are. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
You know, it seems like every day they introduce a new food product that nobody asked for.
It's like a party. I'll have a vodka martini, by the way.
On today's list, they've released, just in time for the holidays, hot dog flavored candy canes. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things we'd rather do than eat a hot dog flavored candy cane.
Top things we'd rather do than eat a hot dog flavored candy cane.
Film a Western with Alec Baldwin.
Wow.
Attend the Nicolas Cage Film Festival.
Oh, bunch of bitches.
Visit the Oval Office and listen to Joe Biden reminisce about trains.
That's it. Fire away.
Oh. I may save that for last. Ask our spouse about their work day.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
Visit a civil rights museum with Coach John Gruden.
Look at this, y'all.
And finally, the very top thing we'd rather do than eat a hot dog flavored candy cane.
Yes.
Listen to Joe Buck fill a rain delay.
Oh my gosh.
What do I do?
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Try to get through some of these. I will not be able to get through all of them. This is from Scott. Hey, guys. Halloween is coming up. I just wanted to make sure that everyone makes sure to think twice about their costume choice this year. Dressing up like a policeman or a doctor or a cowboy or a ghost or what have you may trigger harmful memories from someone's past, so that is not okay. I'm planning on going as Susan from Trans World Hairlines. And how dare anyone attack me for how I want to identify for 2 hours that I am dressed up. Love you guys, Junior 2. And if I'd thought about it earlier, I would have ordered Junior an adult size Charlie Brown costume. I think it would be appropriate. Signed, Scott.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him in a Charlie Brown costume. I think it would be perfect.
And then we could have the K-Rock mayor dress up as Lucy.
Yes!
Yeah.
This is from Pip. And I'm proud of Pip here. I'm proud of him. Ahoy, gents. I just thought I'd let you know, after 1 year and 6 months of eating right, dieting and going to the gym, getting major gains and getting whole, I lost 65 pounds.
Good
And I'm
Lord.
So excited. Upward bound! Yes!
And I'm diabetes free.
That's huge for him.
Yeah. I always said if I kicked the old diabetes, I'd get myself a Mustang GT. But with one kid in college and another one on the way. On the way?
What are you doing?
I think on the way to college.
Oh.
That'll just have to wait. The plan is to stay healthy enough and live long enough to get that ride later and take my grandkids and do some burnouts and donuts. Your pal Pip. Good for him.
If we had a time machine and went back to the beginning, and somehow it was made known to us back then. Yeah, Pip's got a kid in college and another one on the way.
I never would have believed it. Oh, geez, this is Scatter. This is the last one I can do. Guys, I can't help but comment on our regular email contributor, Mr. Guardian.
Jesus.
Yesterday's email was about Junior. Well, let me say this. Junior is like the last piece of pizza at the serving table that everyone wants, but no one will take because no one knows how long it's been sitting there.
What?
Well, all just have to accept him. And how it's directed this live broadcast program to be what it currently is. Hopefully things will get better in time.
Thank you, Scatter.
Our question of the week is next.
Hopefully things will get better.
Hold it. Who's on the phone?
The one guy who was calling me earlier.
Let me take care of this. Ahoy, what's your name, please?
I'm Dale.
Dale, what can we help you with?
I'm the one that call. I text mm-hmm. a message on your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've said it a million times.
A million times.
Not to text it to you guys.
Right.
I don't know how to get an empty text, Dan. I just don't know how to do it. This is a new phone, and I can't figure it out, man.
All right. All right,
let's stay calm.
Yeah.
Is it Apple or Android?
It's an Android.
Okay, then Haney, you have to do it, because I can tell him the Apple way, you can tell him the Android way.
Okay, Dale, stick with me, okay?
I got you, brother.
By the way, you're going to have to wait till the 6 o'clock one now. You can't. You don't have a shot at the 4 o'clock one.
Right, I understand.
All right.
Go like you're making a phone call.
Okay.
Are you on that screen?
I'm on your screen right now.
Okay, do you see...
Take the R screen off.
Phone screen. Do you see anything that says start chat?
Okay, do I go to keypad?
Sure. Do you see anything there that says start chat?
Oh, yeah. All right, I got that. I can pull that up.
Okay, so when you hit start chat, then you can enter in the number to text.
The 45911. That's all you have to put there.
You've told me that a million times.
And then your message that you're texting will go to 45911.
All right. I got it. I'm sorry, man. I know you've said it a million times not to text to you guys. But,
we're here to help. We aim to please, and glad you're squared away, Dale.
I appreciate it, Haney. Got it, fellas.
All right,
sorry
Dale.
About that.
No, don't be sorry. We all get a little confused from time to time, especially with this new technology.
All right, man. I got you. Thanks, fellas.
Right on, brother.
Listen to new thrills in stereophonic high fidelity. Sound with a new dimension. The new living sound of
Stan and Haney.
The realism, depth, and dimension of a live performance right in your own home.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news. In about 30 minutes, we're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second as well. But it is Thursday, and that means our question of the week. This one, I think, is a pretty good one. And I'll pose the question to you. I'll explain what I mean by our question of the week, because you have an answer to this. I know very few people that say, nowhere. I got it all. Our question of the week is...
Yeah, I like our question of the week because it's something you know a little something about.
Yep, and it's not a yes or no answer. Question of the week, where's your stuff? What do I mean by that? I'll bet you that in your home, your apartment, your condo, your trailer home, you don't have room for all of your stuff. Chances are you have stuff in a storage unit. Maybe a storage unit in another state. Maybe you still have some of your stuff at an ex's house. Maybe you still have stuff that's at your parents' house. There's just no way you're getting it into your house or have the ability to move it, or you just can't do it right now. Our question of the week, because it's not all in your home, where's your stuff? 277-9600. Phone lines are released. It's not all in your home. You can't possibly fit it all in there. Where's your stuff? Let's take a look at traffic, and then we'll take your phone calls. We'll send it around the horn and then take your phone calls. 277-9600. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Where's your stuff? It ain't home. Couple of things, or a few things on the board. First, Fort Myers got traffic control, Forum Boulevard and Dynasty Drive. Lehigh Acres crash, 2500 block of Lee Boulevard. Construction going on there too. And in Bonita, crash, Bonita Beach Road Southeast and Industrial Road. And you are up to date. Question of the week, where's your stuff? Where is it being kept? It's certainly not all in your home, your apartment, your trailer, your condo. Where is it out in a shed? Where's your stuff? I don't know of too many people that say, yeah, everything I own is in my home. For me, a storage unit in town is where my nice big China cabinet is that I would love to have in my home. We just can't figure out where to put it.
Is it going to happen?
Eventually, I guess, when we can find room. My wife has stuff in a storage unit here. She has stuff in a storage unit in New Jersey. Whether it's furniture, clothes... She went to her storage unit here one time with a person whose name will not be mentioned. We'll call him Bonehead. And she opened that storage unit, and he was like a kid in a candy store, getting shoes and hats and glasses.
Because they wore the same size shoe.
Yes. Yes. I have various furniture and items here at the radio station that I don't have room for at home.
Really? Is that the stuff you moved in when you threw my records out?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Because we didn't have room for it?
I still believe in my old house where my ex-wife lives, I have stuff, books and stuff, still in the attic.
Oh, without a doubt.
So I have stuff everywhere.
I mean, I don't base that on any knowledge, just the odds are.
That I got stuff there. What about you? Where's your stuff? You got it all with you, all of it? Is there some maybe at your folks' house that, you know, you someday you'd like to have in your house? Or is it just staying there? Is it in a storage unit?
The things that I know of.
That you know of.
Are in my house. At the same time, I know there's stuff that I used to have that I no longer have, and that's spread out across various women across the country.
Junior, where's your stuff?
I'm very fortunate to have all my stuff at my house.
Except your cat.
You just had to rub that in, didn't you?
It's the
question. Had to rub that in.
It's the question.
Okay, well, I don't have my cat. My penis is at my mom's house.
There you go. Anything else at your mom's house? Any some old recording equipment?
No.
A chair?
My birth certificate.
Well, you should have that in your house.
No, I don't trust myself holding on to
it. You got
to
lock it up.
She has a whole filing cabinet with all our all the kids' birth certificates. I'd rather her keep that.
He's got to lock it up? Well, I thought he had to give it up. Turn it loose.
You should have your own stuff like that. 277-9600.
Don't bring up my penis, man.
Where's your stuff?
I wish you hadn't asked that question.
I'm just saying. Now, with you, I understand. You don't know where it is.
No.
I'm
I know it exists.
Where you can go and get your hands on
it. Access it.
Access it. You don't have it at home. But it, because it, it, it won't fit.
Yeah, I used to have stuff in the office, but I was told we didn't have room for it, and you got rid of it, and then I didn't know that you moved your own crap
in. I didn't throw everything out. I didn't move all. I'll tell you right now, and they don't know it.
You got rid of my stuff so that there would be room for your stuff.
You took it out of the dumpster. There's so much more of your stuff in that office that serves absolutely no purpose, and you don't know it exists. And if I threw it out, you'd lose your mind. That's my stuff. But you don't even know it's there. You've got receivers that don't work. VHS players in there that we can't throw out. We can't throw
them
out.
They were there for a purpose. And you begged for them.
I'll throw them out. They don't work.
No, you begged for them.
You got a bowling pin signed by Johnny Petraglia that you won't take out of the office.
You have an autographed picture of someone famous
in there?
Yes,
you have a famous autographed picture in there. You won't. You have a painting in there. You won't take out of the office. I can easily clean that office up by throwing it out.
You vindictive mother...
Ahoy.
Why are you always on my ass?
Ahoy, who's this? I'm throwing it out. What's who's this?
Shane.
Shane?
What would happen if I threw your stuff out?
I don't keep stuff that I really want here.
So, by bringing it here, it brings you emotionally one step closer to throwing it out.
I basically say I'm not keeping it, but it's one step away. And there are offices. We've had probably five offices in this building. Don't let them move the ceiling tiles.
Oh.
Because, Shane, what's going on? Where's your stuff?
Currently, everything I own, everything from the washer to my clothes, are in my in-law's garage in boxes.
In your in-law's garage in boxes.
Well, that's nice of them.
Nice of them to keep the stuff for you.
We were building a house, and it got delayed because of whatever.
Yeah, because COVID.
A couple-month thing turned into a year now.
Yep, and the thing is, you got to have a place to keep your stuff. And if you can't keep it in your own house, it's got to go somewhere. And now it's in your in-law's garage.
Yep. Hey, Stan, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I'm a little hurt by Junior.
Why?
I got my awesome Stan and Haney signed T-shirt in the mail.
Yeah.
And I personally asked Junior to sign it.
Oh.
And he didn't. And even on the little receipt, it says Junior signed too.
Yeah, I put a little note to make sure that the prize people asked me to sign it.
I asked you.
No, I know, but they didn't ask me. They didn't come and address that with me.
So embarrassing.
So he's got.
Dude, I'm sorry.
So he's got to go and have somebody run him down to get him to sign that. That's, yeah, man. You know what? I'd be hurt by that, too.
I thought you cared about us a little more than that, Junior.
Shane, I'm sorry, buddy.
277-9600.
They got to track me down.
Where's your stuff, man? Where's your stuff? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Todd.
Todd, where's your stuff?
Well, as of 10 minutes ago, my stuff's on Junior's mom's face.
What do you think?
That's not cool.
I don't know, but it didn't come through clearly. I'm sure it wasn't very nice.
Oh, it wasn't nice. I heard exactly what it was.
What'd he say?
I'm not going to repeat it.
Okay.
Should we have taken it
Should
out?
Should we have taken it out?
Probably. It's too late now.
Well, then why didn't you...
I don't think it...
He said, well, he didn't curse.
Then, okay, we're fine. He just said something nasty.
Yeah, said something nasty about my mom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll leave that in. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, it's Gene.
Gene, where's your stuff?
My stuff's in an extra space storage unit over on San Carlos Boulevard.
How big of a unit?
It's, 20 by 25.
Oh, that's a big one.
They upsold him.
Actually, I have my car in there. I have a Corvette. So,
really? Oh, what kind of Corvette?
It's a C5 2000.
That's exactly what I had. That's exactly.
Beautiful car, man.
Yeah, I put 800 miles on mine before I threw it away.
It was too much car for Stan.
It wasn't too much car. It was just breaking down. It was costing me too much money.
And you got mad and just put it out to the trash.
Yeah, I put it out on the curb.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it is. See you, buddy. Yeah, and think about that. Back when I, this was when I had the Corvette, I still had my Challenger, too. And I couldn't keep it at my condo because I only had one parking spot.
You know what? I've never thought of it this way. But your Corvette was like my boat.
Yes. Oh, exactly like that.
Where you think you've finally done it. Dream come true.
I always wanted a Corvette.
But doesn't quite work out.
Never does. Question of the week. Where's your stuff? Chances are you don't have all your stuff at your house. Is it in a storage unit? Is it in a storage unit maybe in another state? Is it at the in-laws?
You know what?
Is it at the ex's house? Is it in your parents' house?
I'd be really curious to know how much stuff that was initially mine still exists.
Oh, we talked about looking up our VIN numbers on cars that we had when we were kids.
No, I don't mean that.
What do you mean?
My cars were either
like a photograph?
My cars were either traded or sold. No, just an estimate as to the value of the property that was taken
you
from
don't
me.
You don't want to know that. You don't want to know that. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is dumbass Dale that don't know how to text the catch all word.
Ah, but you know the number here to the studio.
You're
we
a new man now,
that.
Dale, you know.
Yeah, I am.
Dale, where's your stuff? Where's your stuff?
My stuff, me and my wife's stuff, is at her brother-in-law's house. He lives in a huge, big RV, and there's a house right next to it that he owns. All our stuff is stuck in there. And every time we go over there to get it, he won't answer the door because he's the biggest stoner in Punta Gorda.
So he's got a house, but prefers to live in the RV.
Yeah, I can't figure that out.
And so your stuff is in, you and your wife's stuff is in his house.
Is in the house that he lives right next door, which he owns.
In a trailer where he is. And he won't answer the door so you can get your stuff.
Right. So,
man, Dale, I feel bad for you, bro. You had all the problems texting. You can't get stuff that belongs to you. And oh man, I'm sorry.
It's all good, brother. We're gonna keep trying, though, man.
House is for stuff. Trailers for people.
277-9600. You know what? I think I'm gonna like that guy. I think. He's all right in my book. You okay, Dale? Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
How you doing?
How are you? Kathy, can I ask a question?
Sure.
You smoker?
No.
Did you?
I did.
What brand?
Marlboro Menthol.
Okay.
That's what dog smokes.
Yeah, dog bounty hunter smokes Marlboro Menthols.
Oh, wow.
Kathy, where's your stuff?
I have two storage facilities.
In town?
In town, about a mile and a half away from my house.
Did you think about maybe combining the two and not pay as much?
Well, it won't fit in one, so we got to get a second one. We had a house fire, and all our stuff that we salvaged is in those storage facilities.
Now, have you gone through it yet?
Well, we are going through it, but my husband was a DJ, and there are all kinds of records.
Really?
78.
Well, a fire will melt that.
Yeah, the 78s, the clays seem to be okay, though.
Oh, she knows.
Isn't that funny? The older the stuff is, the better it weathers time.
And, Stan, I got one question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you still have that rotary phone I sent to you?
You sent me the rotary
it's
phone?
It's sitting right here.
I'm Kathy, the phone lady.
Oh, my goodness. Where have you been?
Well, the phone company folded, and I'm now at another
I'm
going to
tell you this right now, Kathy. It was a black phone.
Yes.
And it's
fake light.
And it's in my house right now, in my new house.
Oh, very good.
And the Guardian sent us a few years ago another rotary phone, and it's an orange one, and it's here in the studio, and we've been begging for somebody to hook it up.
Oh.
Kathy, I haven't talked to you in years.
I know. It's been a while. It's been a while, but I'm still around.
All right, sweetheart. Good hearing from you.
Good hearing you, too. All right. Keep up the great work. Hey, bye, guys.
Sorry
bye.
About the house fire.
Yeah, sorry.
They rebuilt it. It took almost a year.
But it's better than ever.
Yes, it is.
All right,
that's
sweetheart.
That's good to hear.
All right, Kathy. Okay. Bye. That was probably 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She brought an old black, because she used to work for the phone company, and they were switching all of them out, and they had big boxes full of them, and she said, I'm going to bring you a rotary
phone.
And
I know you take a great deal of pride in that phone.
I do. Where am I going? I got time for a couple of more. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rocky.
Hey, Rocky, how are you, buddy?
I'm not doing too bad.
Where's your stuff?
Ever since Angie threw me out for arguing with my brother about the size of our double wide.
Where's your stuff, Rocky?
Joe's,
where is it?
Average Joe's gym.
Last one. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Where's your stuff?
Oh, my God. My stuff's everywhere. I have stuff in Vegas at my friend's house because I couldn't fit it in my car. I have two storage units in Vero that I've had since 2012.
And paying every month on them.
Yes. And it was three. I went down to two. So.
Oh, well, that's great.
Anything good in there? Any good stuff?
I have brand new furniture with tags on it. I have a beautiful sleigh bed. I just don't have any place to put it. And I didn't want it to go with my house.
That's what I mean. And we are... Yes.
One more storage unit here in Fort Myers.
packed to the ceiling.
Yeah.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
You'd like to answer our question of the week? Where's your stuff? Do so. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com. We're Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news is next. 96 K Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Thursday afternoon. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. I'm going to tell you this right now, and I know with the days... With the days getting shorter, and I think early next month we fall back daylight savings time. And I brought this up to our chief engineer, yesterday or the day before. About 10 years ago, we had because we were complaining about the fluorescent lights in here being so bright, and how it would be nice to have a nice track lighting with a dimmer switch on it where we could adjust the room for ambiance, lit up enough so that I could see stuff to read because the eyes aren't what they used to be. And Junior was here. He saw it with his own eyes. I go to turn on the track lighting in here that was done as a favor to us by an electrician who put the dimmer switch on and everything 10 years ago. And I go to turn them on because it's getting dark in here right now. And the dimmer won't go down the complete way. It stays at a level that's too bright. And so it's dark in here, and I'm saying, oh, I would like to turn on the track lighting, just to have a little bit of light over the control board so I could read traffic and stuff that's coming up. And it doesn't work. And so we asked the chief engineer if he would, fix it. What'd he say?
No. Well, I don't know what to do.
I didn't put it in.
I didn't do it.
Go call the person that put it in for you.
Go get the electrician.
So it's dark in here.
We got our one light from the ship restaurant.
Yep. That got busted.
It looks like it's, on a ship.
Yeah.
I could turn some of my lights on.
No!
I don't need that right in my face. I just like...
No, when you turn those lights on, it's worse.
You know what you can do?
Well, there's a... No!
No, that's too bright. Oh, that doesn't help me any. Why don't you do what you used to do? Light a lot of candles.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice? Candles would be nice. Would have it just to illuminate enough in here. It's soft on the eyes.
All you need is just like a little LED light to hang
I'd
over
like
there.
That. I'd like an LED light right over here. You know what? But I think the angle that it would be, you'd start complaining about it.
Well, not if you kept it pointed down. You'd complain about it. I probably would. Yeah, you're right. I agree.
Yeah. And just to put a button on everything.
You know why?
I'll give you a week to get that stuff out of the office, or I'm throwing it out.
Because I'm high maintenance.
Yes.
I am a waterfall of character flaws.
Try not using that anymore.
And I live in a mud hole.
I just need you to get the stuff out of there.
Wasn't an issue until it came up.
It is an issue.
What about your stuff?
I'll get rid of it too. I'll toss it all. It's just so cluttered. And I'm going, I can't throw this stuff out. This broken piece of equipment, this bowling pin, this bowling ball, I can't throw it out. It's Haney's. Just take it home.
You know, I brought that here for a reason.
For what?
Because the way this hallway is, if we were able to gather enough pins...
You brought it here in 2002.
I figured we'd get around to it, and
no, we're not.
This is the perfect dimension for a bowling alley, right out here. Deny it. I dare you.
Yeah, but you're not in the building enough to go and bowl.
If they ever got around to...
You'd be in here.
Yeah, a lot.
Would you be in here more if they put a break room that had, I don't know, a pinball machine in there and maybe skee ball?
Maybe, because I've been in that position before.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly where it was.
At WMEL, I don't know why, but there was a pinball machine in the transmitter room.
It was an old one. It was fun.
Yeah. I played it a lot.
Yeah, we got to get that. I'll give you 48 hours.
Shut your mouth. And shut my mic off.
Traffic.
I'm going to the rocket.
Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Let's start off in Cape Coral. We have a crash, Southwest Pine Island Road and Burnt Store Road. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, 14,000 block of State Road 82. right by the Rod and Gun Club. And if memory serves me right, we had problems there yesterday. And one more for you. Fort Myers, Crash, Bell Tower Drive, and Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 20 minutes or so. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable.
Did you see Bobby Ewing is dating Linda Pearl? Supreme.
Really?
Yeah.
When people believed everything they heard.
You know, Linda Pearl's a friend of mine on Facebook.
This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news.
For real. I'm not.
No. More man I won't allow it. Rest. When we saw Al Jardine of the Beach Boys, and we talked to him about his CD, and now we... friend requested him.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine
picked up my friend request, and Linda Pearl, who was a friend of his, I said, oh, that's Linda Pearl. I'll friend request. She took it.
Because you knew Al Jardine.
Yep.
Was the
yep.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday,
October
28.
Double M, double XI.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. Well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
And everybody loves the jack-o'-lantern.
You got a jack-o'-lantern at your house, Junior? Got one right out there, out on the front stoop?
Hell no. Why, so it could just sit there and rot? Bring bugs?
The idea.
Yeah, that's what everybody does.
That's stupid.
Well, everybody knows what a jack-o'-lantern is.
I sure do.
But do they know where jack-o'-lanterns came from?
The land of Halloween.
Well, if that's what you prefer to call it, jack-o'-lanterns originated in Ireland. But they didn't use pumpkins. They used to carve out turnips, potatoes, and overly large beets.
Yeah, beets and turnips.
That would get messy.
Because they had a potato famine back there in the day, and they wouldn't want to waste a potato carving it into a jack-o'-lantern.
But when times were plentiful, they
then
did.
Bring out the taters.
Keene, New Hampshire holds the record for the most jack-o'-lanterns on display.
What is it? Some kind of contest? Is it a competition?
They broke the record in 2013 with 30,581 lit pumpkins.
That'll attract the rodents.
You're not kidding. Now the rat capital of the world.
Now Keene, New Hampshire, rat capital of the world.
I think most people have at least heard of the movie Halloween.
Yes. Junior, you have heard of Halloween?
Yes.
It's a very scary movie.
Yeah.
At least it was to us back then.
Yeah, with
spooky.
When Donald Pleasance was in that movie.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
I understand her. She was good looking back then.
Well, it's a very viscous movie.
Viscous?
Yes.
Yes. A lot of, I don't know, spilling of crimson?
Yes. And part of what made Halloween so terrifying, you don't think about it necessarily as you're taking in the movie, but the sound effects.
Oh, yeah.
What exactly was that?
What do you mean? Not the music, but the sound effects.
Yes. The sounds of the stabbing, and there was a lot of it, in the movie Halloween were made by a knife being repeatedly plunged into a watermelon.
Makes sense. A rind, you know, pulpy kind of right through there.
You have that initial resistance and then surrender.
Yes. Yep. And the music, you remember when we had Bill Curtis on, legendary anchorman Bill Curtis. And
all around good guy.
Yes, and he was doing the, I think he still does. I think they came back. The cold case files and stuff that he used to host.
American Justice.
He said the most evil music that you can do, or ominous music, and you're a musician, Junior, you might know this. He said on a organ or keyboard hitting one note, and I don't know what note it was, but yet boom, and it just set the whole mood. And he said there was two or three notes that you would use, not playing any other notes, just holding that note, and it would automatically make the scene or the dramatization more dramatic.
Called a pedal tone.
Paddle tone.
Pedal.
Pedal tone.
Pedal tone.
Thank you.
Screw you, dude. I'm only into triads and sus chords.
Bro, you're acting straight sus right now.
You're probably hearing the word inflation used a lot these days.
Sure are.
And for good reason. But maybe you haven't figured out exactly how it affects you. Here you go. McDonald's has announced they're hiking the price of their menu items around 6%. They say it's to offset wage increases and supply issues.
And how much you want to bet when supply issues are taken care of, it's not going to come back down?
Nope. And there's another thing they're doing to offset those wage increases. They may need less employees in the future. They're definitely headed that way. They have just teamed with IBM to automate drive-throughs with AI-powered customer service and voice recognition.
What?
It just gets better, doesn't it?
It sure does.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, if you listen to John Mellencamp, he'll tell you there's nothing better than living in a small town in Indiana.
Ah, yeah.
Well, a rural city in southeastern Indiana called Greensburg is trying to attract new residents by offering a welcome package.
Okay, I like that idea. I like a welcome package.
You'll like this one because the welcome package includes $5,000 in cash.
Yes, sir.
Invitations to home-cooked meals at your neighbor's house.
No, thank you.
A one-year membership to the local YMCA.
Ah. That sounds tempting.
Free gift cards to seasonal farmers market. Tickets to the local playhouse. And what they think is the clincher.
Yeah.
Local volunteer surrogate grandparents.
It's a lot of responsibility.
These are elderly people who will pretend to care for you and babysit your children.
Yeah, and then sponge off you. That's a nice looking town, though. It's a nice looking town. Should be proud of that. What's the town?
Greensburg.
Greensburg. But, nice town.
But it's dying.
Yeah, a slow death.
They are specifically targeting families who now have the ability to work remotely in a permanent fashion. And for now, they admit there's only one elderly couple who's volunteered to be grandparents, but they've agreed to be responsible for up to five families.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
But the town promises if there's enough interest, other local grandparents
they'll force more.
They're ready to step in. And supposedly, they've had a lot of interest.
Do you want to see this town die?
Well, no.
Well, then you're going to be a grandparent for some bum that's coming in. We gave him $5,000.
I don't care for children.
We don't care what you care for, old man.
Hello, sonny.
Greenberg has around 13,000 people.
Yeah.
And they've hired a company to help them with this. And that same company is actively working with other smaller communities around the country to try to get people to move in so their towns don't die.
Yeah, that company is the one that's sending out the $5,000 in feeder money, too. They're the ones. Look, we're going to give you $5,000 for these people. We're working together. We're in partnership. Now, you get the old people to go and be grandparents, and we'll send some feeder money to get some people out here.
Have you noticed that the word partnered has gotten creepy all of a sudden?
Yeah, it's gotten creepy around here.
We've partnered with the Lee County Correctional Facility.
Yeah.
Why? Don't worry about right. it. It's a great new program.
Yes, and enjoy your bonus.
Yes. What is a co-employer? I don't know what that is. I've worked here 30 years. I'm an American citizen.
Yeah.
Don't I have any rights?
No. No, you don't.
Not anymore. Drunk driving is wrong.
Yes, it
you
is.
You shouldn't do it. But, you know, you can find humor in anything, you know, at someone else's expense. When a drunk driver is put on the spot where they think in their wet brain that they have a legitimate chance of talking their way out of it.
Jeez. Yeah.
Police in northeast Wyoming responded to a domestic dispute last Saturday between a man and a woman. They haven't released their names, but the man is 39 years old, and he was long gone by the time the police arrived. But the woman was very helpful and explained that he drove off in a white Ford pickup truck with Oklahoma plates. So the cops went looking for him. It didn't take long before they pulled him over a couple of miles down the road. When they stopped him, he immediately jumped out of the truck along with two passengers. It turned out he had his young sons with him.
Ah, yeah.
Well, nice. One son is 15. And the other is 4. And when the police officer asked, "Sir, have you been drinking?" he freely admitted that he had been, but that it wasn't him driving, it was his son.
Right, he was supervising him.
So initially you might think, okay, well, the kid is 15.
Yeah.
Even if dad's drunk,
yeah.
If he's in the front seat with him, that'd be legal.
Yeah, you and I could do it when we were 15.
You did.
I know I did.
Minute you turn 15, time for you to go to work.
Yep.
The problem is, daddy wasn't thinking that clearly, because when the officer pressed further, he tried to claim that it was his 4-year-old that was doing the driving instead of the 15-year-old.
The wet brain.
He explained that he had his 4-year-old son sitting on his lap doing all the steering, so that shouldn't qualify as driving drunk because the 4-year-old's sober.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Police then ran his name.
And surprise, surprise.
He was on probation for a previous DUI. They arrested him for driving drunk, violating probation, not having a court-ordered interlock device, and various other charges.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, what do we got, Dale? Well, I don't know. The guy might be all right. He claims his son was driving. Let me follow up with him. Oh, the 4-year-old?
Yeah, what the? Yep, he claimed he could drive 3 on the tree.
I don't doubt that, sir. You put your hands behind your back, please. I don't know who wins in the drunken competition today. When we complete the story, Stan, you can pick the winner. Police in Northwest Wisconsin posted a photo on Meta last week.
Ooh, Meta. Maybe I should look into that and see what that's all about.
It's Facebook.
Yep.
After a drunk man tried to set up his ice fishing shack on a lake that was not frozen.
What a stoop.
And that's key to ice fishing. There must be ice there. The post says temperatures had dipped below freezing for a few nights in a row, and that there was a little bit of frost on the ground, but not nearly cold enough for a lake to freeze solid. The photo shows the man's ice shack trailer hitched to his truck. His truck and the trailer are both half submerged in water.
Yep, that's comedy.
That's not even a judgment call. That's water.
Yeah.
Police say, quote, they love ice fishing as much as everyone,
yep,
but warned everyone that there is no ice.
Oh, they just couldn't wait. Just couldn't wait.
Now, the guy is okay, but he was arrested for drunk driving. It's not clear if anyone was able to salvage the shack or the truck. That's a nice little shack, too.
It sure is.
You know, pull that up next to your house and move your in-laws' furniture in. And that's the news for today, Thursday,
October 28th.
Double M, double XI.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your Thursday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck in at 6 o'clock. He'll have the 6 o'clock cash hole word for you. Could get you 500. Let's get you updated one last time with traffic. Be careful out there. It's pesky. Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Air bringers traffic. This is right on my way home. Crash, I-75 northbound, North Fort Myers at mile marker 142.
Yeah, but maybe there's no flying lumber today.
Maybe. Also, North Fort Myers, hit and run. The 150 block of Pondella Road. Fort Myers, traffic control, Palm Beach Boulevard, and Davis Boulevard. And one more for you, Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Gladiolus Drive, and 6 Mile Cypress. And you are up to date.
Why do the best looking girls have real ugly friends?
Yeah.
It seems like it always works like that.
Do it, Bo Cephas.
You'll meet a queen, a girl of your dreams, and she'll have a friend that's really fat. But you decide to take a chance. This could be a great romance if only she could just get rid of her. She's my cousin from the east, and I know that she's a beast. And I don't think that this is gonna work.
No, it's not.
So you take them both out while you try to figure out how can I dump the pig. You spend $60, but things are looking up. She just said she wants to make it big. Now the problem is this: every time we hug and kiss, her friend says, I want to go home. And we want her too, but we don't know what to do. And that's why it's time for this song. Why do the best looking girls have real ugly friends? It seems like it always works like that.
Oh, you'll meet a queen, the girl of your dreams, and she'll have a friend that's really, really fat.
Yep.
Every time you make your play, you'll find out there ain't no way to make love to Beauty and the Beast. Why do the best looking girls have these real ugly friends? Does this only happen to me?
No, no.
Now I'm so hot I could smother, 'cause they've both gone home to mother. Does this only happen to me?
Classic comedy, brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
I've done so much work on myself in the last 5 years. I quit dating losers. That took a minute. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. There's no rehab for that, only sponsors. Losers are hard to quit. Losers are a lot like cigarettes. You have one in your mouth, you feel pretty cool, but everyone around you is like, ew, we're sad for you. Don't do that around my kids. All my friends are like, you need a guy with a car and a job, and I'm like, yeah, but then I gotta deal with his wife. Like, it's a whole thing. And I'm trying to be a better partner, too. I haven't always been a great partner. I dated one guy on again, off again for 4 years. I would dump him, get back together, dump him, get back together. I was the girl you couldn't bring home for holidays, because what are you going to say at that point? Just like, Mom, Dad, this is my lesson that I can't seem to learn. Don't get attached.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this, our question of the week. Because it's not all in your home. Where's your stuff? Shane, what's going on? Where's your stuff?
Currently, everything I own, everything from the washer to my clothes, are in my in-laws' garage in boxes.
In your in-laws' garage in boxes.
Well, that's nice of them.
Nice of them to keep the stuff for you.
We were building a house, and it got delayed because of whatever.
Yeah, because COVID.
A couple-month thing turned into a year now.
Yep, and the thing is, you got to have a place to keep your stuff. And if you can't keep it in your own house, it's got to go somewhere, and now it's in your in-laws' garage.
Yep. Hey, Stan, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I'm a little hurt by Junior.
Why?
I got my awesome Stan and Haney signed T-shirt in the mail.
Yeah.
And I personally asked Junior to sign it.
Oh.
And he didn't. And even on the little receipt, it says Junior signed too.
Yeah, I put a little note to make sure that the prize people asked me to sign it.
I asked you.
No, I know, but they didn't ask me. They didn't come and address that with me.
So embarrassing.
So he's got.
Dude, I'm sorry.
So he's got to go and have somebody run him down to get him to sign that. That's, yeah, man. You know what? I'd be hurt by
I
that,
too. I thought you cared about us a little more than that, Junior.
Shane, I'm sorry, buddy.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, it's Gene.
Gene, where's your stuff?
My stuff's in an extra space storage unit over on San Carlos Boulevard.
How big of a unit?
It's, let's see, 20 by 25.
Oh, that's a big one.
They upsold him.
Actually, I have my car in there. I have a Corvette. So,
what kind of Corvette?
It's a C5 2000.
That's exactly what I had. That's exactly.
Beautiful car, man.
Yeah, I put 800 miles on mine before I threw it away.
It was too much car for Stan.
It wasn't too much car. It was just breaking down. It was costing me too much money.
And you got mad and just put it out to the trash.
Yeah, I put it out on the curb.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it is. See you, buddy. Yeah, and think about that. Back when I, when I had the Corvette, I still had my Challenger, too. And I couldn't keep it at my condo because I only had one parking spot.
You know what? I've never thought of it this way. But your Corvette was like my boat.
Yes. Oh, exactly like that.
Where you think you've finally done it. Dream come true.
I always wanted a Corvette.
But doesn't quite work out.
Never does. Question of the week. Where's your stuff? Chances are you don't have all your stuff at your house. Is it in a storage unit? Is it in a storage unit maybe in another state? Is it at the in-laws?
You know what?
Is it at the ex's house? Is it in your parents' house?
I'd be really curious to know how much stuff that was initially mine still exists.
Oh, we talked about looking up our VIN numbers on cars that we had when we were kids.
No, I don't mean that.
What do you mean?
My cars were either
like a photograph?
My cars were either traded or sold. No, just an estimate as to the value of the property that was taken from me.
You don't want to know that. You don't want to know that. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is dumbass Dale that don't know how to text the cash hole word.
Ah, but you know the number here to the studio.
You're a new man now, Dale, you know.
Yeah, I am.
Dale, where's your stuff? Where's your stuff?
My stuff, me and my wife's stuff, is at her brother-in-law's house. He lives in a huge, big RV, and there's a house right next to it that he owns. All our stuff is stuck in there. And every time we go over there to get it, he won't answer the door because he's the biggest stoner in Punta Gorda.
So he's got a house, but prefers to live in the RV.
Yeah, I can't figure that out.
And so your stuff is in, you and your wife's stuff is in his house.
Is in the house that he lives right next door, which he owns.
In a trailer where he is. And he won't answer the door so you can get your stuff.
Right. So,
man, Dale, I feel bad for you, bro. You had all the problems texting. I can't get stuff that belongs to you. And oh man, I'm sorry.
It's all good, brother. We're gonna keep trying, though, man.
House is for stuff. Trailers for people.
277-9600. You know what? I think I'm gonna like that guy. I think. He's all right in my book. You okay, Dale? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rocky.
Hey, Rocky, how are you, buddy?
I'm not doing too bad.
Where's your stuff?
Ever since Angie threw me out for arguing with my brother about the size of my double wide.
Where's your stuff, Rocky? Joe's, where is it?
Average Joe's gym.
Jeez. Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.